بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين نبينا محمد وأهل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, fear your Lord. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He has the right to be feared. This is done by doing those things that He has commanded us to do and by staying away from those things that He has commanded us to stay away from or those things that He has forbidden us from. You must prepare yourselves to fight against the biggest of your enemies. You must protect yourself from the biggest of your enemies, this being the shaitan. Do we not pay attention to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about the shaitan in Surah Al-Baqarah? That's the second surah of the Quran. In verse number 168, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan, for verily he is an open enemy to you. Do we ever stop and think about what an open enemy is? This is something that has waged war against us and let us know that he has waged war against us. Think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's told us in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 16 and 17, where He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Again, this is Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verses 16 and 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about what Iblis said, or what the shaitan said. He says, because you have set me astray, truly I will sit and wait against them. Talking about mankind, the human beings, on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. You will not find most of them thankful. And the people of Tafsir say that the ones that are not being thankful, this is talking about the fact that they will not be dutiful to their Lord. They will not carry out their duties or their responsibilities to their Lord. Now, think about it. What other than an open enemy would swear to come at us as mankind from in front of us and behind us and from our left and our right for no other reason but to lead us astray? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls him an open enemy. Allah also said in Surah Al-A'raf, which again is the seventh surah, ayah number 21, He says, يَا بَنِي آدَمْ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبْوَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. So translated, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving us some direction. He said, O mankind, or O the children of Adam, do not let the shaitan deceive you the way he got your parents kicked out of the Jannah. Because remember, this is what the shaitan had vowed that he would do. He would mislead us and misguide us so that we would be of those people who displease Allah, and so that we would not carry out our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, with an enemy like this on your back, or as we used to say, on your heels, coming after us, trying to harm us with no other purpose but to harm us. We need to understand that we need to protect ourselves. And as Muslims, we need to learn how to protect ourselves from the shaitan. But don't worry, because as we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this religion down as a guidance and as a way to teach us how we're supposed to live our lives. And in this guidance, he explained to us some of the ways that we can protect ourselves from the shaitan. The first of these, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us and you all, is that we need to try to perfect our iman, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger and this religion. We need to try to perfect this, as well as our tawakkul. We need to try to be reliant upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah explained to us that this is something that protects us or stands as a protective barrier between us and the shaitan. Our iman and our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find this in Surah An-Nahl, which is the 16th surah of the Quran, in verses 99 and 100, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, his power is only over those who obey and follow him, being the shaitan, and those whom join partners with him, or join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we see here, two of the ways in which we can go about trying to protect ourselves from the shaitan are having iman, or having this true belief and trying to perfect it, along with our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as Allah said in this ayah, that those people who believe and put their trust in their Lord, then the shaitan has no sultan or no power over these people. The only ones that he does have power over are those people who listen and obey him and commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can leave these things alone, obeying the shaitan, following the shaitan, committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or associating partners in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can stay away from these things, then this in itself is a protection for us from the shaitan. So whoever believes in Allah and his messenger and obeys the two of them, then this person has, they say, haqqaqa iman. They say he has perfected his iman. And whoever has put all of their trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put all of his faith, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him, then this person has perfected his tawakkul, or has perfected his reliance upon his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also has said in his book, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنِ أَمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. This is in Surah Al-Mulk, Surah number 67, verse number 29, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and say, he is Ar-Rahman. We believe in him and we put our trust or our reliance in him. Now, we mention this verse because of the fact that we see in this ayah, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the issue of believing in him and putting your reliance or your trust in him. Just like in the ayah in Surah Al-Ra'd, Verse number 30. Surah Ar-Ra'd is Surah number 13. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ مَتَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, say, He is my Lord. There is no deity worthy of worship other than Him. I have put my trust in Him, and to Him will be my return with repentance, or in repentance. So we see here the importance of these two characteristics of al-iman billah, of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which He sent down to His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We understand that this is going to cause us to be obedient, and all of this will help us in perfecting or increasing our iman, which is one way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us in these ayat in Surah An-Nahl that will help to protect us from the shaitan, because once we have completed this, then there will be no sultan or power for the shaitan over us, as well as our putting our trust and our reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important to us as Muslims and as believers that we stick to these two principles. We try to be firm upon these two principles at all times. We must understand and we must believe that the one who puts his reliance or his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be let down. As well, the one who returns to Allah in repentance. Something else that you could do to help to protect yourself from the shaitan and his whispers is to make sure that you stick to reading the Mu'awwidhatayn in the evenings and in the mornings. We need to remember to try to constantly be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do this often. And this is because it is something that will keep the enemy at bay or push the enemy away from us and cause us to be in a situation of success or happiness. Something else that we may say is, رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ حَمَزَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. We find these two particular dua in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verses 97 and 98. And it says, O my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whispers of the shaitan. And I seek refuge with you, O my Lord, that they should come near me, being the shayateen. So again, we see the importance of us believing in Allah and the importance of us putting our reliance or our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of a protection from our enemy, the shaitan. So the way of happiness, as we said, and protection from these things is to believe in Allah and to put your trust in Him. This is a way of being protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the whispers of the shaitan. And the one who leaves off worrying about his Lord and believing in his Lord and putting his reliance in his Lord, then his enemy will overtake him. So this is what we need to worry about when we're talking about trying to keep ourselves protected from the shaitan and his party of shayateen. Because we as Muslims want to be amongst those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obtaining His protection and not the harm from the shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about those others who are not worrying about iman billah or believing in Allah and putting their tawakkul or their reliance or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 50, where He says, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتُهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and are you taking him and his offspring or his party as friends and protectors other than me, and they are your enemies? بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. And for the wrongdoers, this is a horrible or a terrible exchange. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who not only have iman in him and put our tawakkul in him and turn to him in repentance, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who are constantly under his protection from the shaitan, our sworn enemy. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك وآخر الدعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.